You can be sure the wok is at the correct temperature by sprinkling water on the surface. The droplets should dance before evaporating. Yes, ballet or rumba.
Perfecto.
Hey, Dad, look, we got a deal for you. If you'll just order pizza, we'll pay for it.
Two toppings?
Are you guys saying you have no faith in your old dad's ability to cook a simple Chinese dinner?
Yep.
Hi, honey.
Come on, guys.
What's burning?
Me. If anyone says one more thing about my cooking, I may just forget the whole thing.
Hey, gentlemen.
No one's going to say a word. What are we having?
Packed beef.
Yum.
Sorry I'm late. I was over at Annie's.
Oh, your new friend? Oh, Carol, I don't remember that sweater.
Oh, no, it's not mine. It's Annie. She loaned it to me.
Oh, no, call the nerd police. She's out of uniform again.
My.
You wearing makeup?
Just a little base, powder, blush, lipstick, mascara, and eyeliner.
Annie's?
Yeah, she says with the right color and shading, I have a beautiful face.
Hey, you know, she's right.
Shut up. You don't see me making fun of your friends, even the ones that drool.
You guys would be less hostile after some crispy fried duck lips.
Oh, I'm just glad I won't be around here with him tonight.
Oh?
Yeah, Annie and I are going out, if that's okay.
Well, Carol, usually we know your friends before you go out with them.
What's to know? She's a cheerleader. She's on the drama club. Very funny and very popular.
So what's she hanging around with you for?
Mike.
Hey, I didn't say it. He did.
Sorry, it sounded like you.
So is it okay?
Where will you be going?
Shopping for earrings since I just got my ears pierced.
Oh.
So is it okay?
Sure, just be careful walking after dark.
Oh, don't worry. We won't be walking. Annie drives.
Annie drives.
I heard.
Hey, do you think she could pick up some burgers for us on the way over?
Show me that smile.
Ooh, show me that smile.
Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near the end.
Nowhere near the best is ever to begin.
Oh, as long as we got each other, we got the world spinning right in our hands, baby. You and me,
we gotta be
the luckiest dreamers you ever.
Take Carol to get her ears pierced. At least one ear.
Well, honey, if it makes you feel any better, you can take me to get my ears pierced.
I'm serious, Jason.
Well, what I'm hearing is that I think you're a little bothered by the fact that Carol's actually making a friend who has some real influence on her.
Oh, how wrong you are, Doctor. I want Carol to have plenty of friends. I just wish she'd pick someone who wasn't a slut.
Maggie, you haven't even met the little tramp.
You're defending a girl who makes our daughter up to look like Prince.
Prince is very popular.
I know. I'm just worried about her, that's all. I mean, Carol's never had a friend who was so social.
Well, Carol's also at the age where she's going to rebel a little. And that may include picking some friends her parents don't always approve of. Think how the parents of Mike's friends must feel.
Hey, Mom, Dad, I'll see you in the morning.
Okay. Morning!
Whoa!
Hold it, Mike.
Where are you going?
Bonin just called, and his parents don't want him home alone tonight because they're out, and so I'm going to go spend the night at his place.
You're babysitting Boner?
Somebody's got to.
Mike, shouldn't you tell us these things first?
That's what I just did, Mom.
No, that's not how it works.
Are you guys actually saying I can't go?
Very good.
can you talk to him?
You know the rules, Mike. You have to ask in advance.
Please, oh, please, can I go to Luna's house?
Maybe staying home tonight will teach you how and when to ask for something.
I don't... you guys have gone too far this time. You know what I'm going to do? All right, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. Now, I'm going to stay like this until you let me go to Boner's house. How do you like that?
Well, maybe all that blood rushing to your brain will do it some good.
What didn't they let you do this time?
Spend the night at Boner's.
Can't believe this. Annie Boyer is coming to my house. My stupid brother is sitting on his head.
Yeah, on the stage, just like this.
Mom! Mom!
What? What is it?
It's him.
I'm not doing a thing, Mom. I don't know, maybe it's time we wallpaper Carol's room in rubber. If you'll excuse me, I have to go call Boner and break my best friend's heart.
Why does he have to be related to me? While I can't, I have a normal brother who's not a total embarrassment.
Hey! That's what I'm here for.
Boner, look, I'm sorry. I just can't make it, all right? My family needs me. Yeah, all right, let me ask. Hey, Dad? You're busy. Yeah, Boner. Should be fine. I'll call you if it's a hassle. Okay, bye.
These are good. You want one?
No, thanks, Dad. About tonight.
Yeah, about tonight. Look, would you please do me a favor and try not to tease your sister tonight, okay?
Carol?
Yeah, that sister. She's got a new friend, you know, so try to be a little sensitive, okay?
Hey, Dad, guys are supposed to be tough, not sensitive.
Oh, really? Well, then explain Alan Alda.
I can't.
Let me let you in on a little secret, Mike. Women go crazy for sensitive guys.
Oh, come on, Dad.
Yeah, you remember those classic movies I bought and I forced you to watch?
Yeah.
Remember Casablanca?
Yeah, with that old guy with the lisp.
Bogey, yeah. Well, do you remember how Carol and your mom cried at the end?
Yeah.
Well, they cried as all women do, Mike. Not because Bogey's a tough guy, which he was, but because he was also sensitive.
Sensitive, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He's looking at you, kid.
Needs work.
Bye, Mom! Bye, Dad! See you later!
Carol,
bye,
wait!
Annie. Annie, this is my mom. Mom, this is Annie.
Nice to meet you, Annie. Jason?
Thanks, you too. And this is my little brother, Ben. Did you bring more clothes for Carol?
Ben?
It's okay. I have a little brother, too.
And this is my father.
Hi, Annie.
Hi.
Well, it's nice to meet the artist who painted Carol's face.
That's okay.
I have a father, too.
Oh, and that's Mike.
Hi.
See you later, Mike.
Oh, right. Yeah, I have to go out and change. I was just in the garage fixing the Porsche.
Mike, we don't have a Porsche.
Right. Porsche, Ferrari, who can keep them straight?
Come on, Carol. I brought over a couple of hot sweaters I want you to try.
Oh, great. So you guys can just hang around here tonight?
Mom.
This one makes you look so sexy. What do you want to do tonight?
Oh, I thought we were going to the mall.
Yeah, but we just did that this afternoon.
Well, we could see something at the Sixplex.
Anything you want to see?
Not really.
Me neither.
I've seen them all.
Me too.
Well, where else?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
We don't really have to go out.
You mean stay here?
We could.
For the night?
Hey, that would be fun.
Yeah!
Carol's going to have her own friends, and we shouldn't worry unless there's something to worry about.
You sound so smart when you agree with me.
Don't miss your lunch.
Sweet and sour shrimp?
Oh, let me. It's good.
Oh, this can't be. You know, I followed that recipe to the letter. I had water dancing like Baryshnikov here.
Honey, I think you use salt instead of sugar.
Oh, that's impossible.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, it could happen to anybody. I mean, it looks exactly alike. It's an easy mistake.
So you've done it too, huh?
You've got to be kidding.
This color would look good on you.
Not as good as it looks on you.
Not true.
Let's face it, all these look better on you.
Carol, your father and I are getting some Chinese takeout from Walk Around the Clock.
I thought Dad was...
He was. Would you set the table for me, please?
Sure. Are you sure you don't mind hanging out here all evening?
No.
Ladies.
Hi.
What do you want?
Not a thing. I was just out for a fresher breath of air. A vicious sweater, Annie.
Thanks. It's nice to have a boy's point of view.
Yeah, well, that's me. Oh, boy. Some might even say a man. Some might even say a sensitive man.
Some might even say I'm gonna puke on my shoes.
I like your outfit, too.
This? Yeah, well, Don Johnson sends me these test clothes every month for my approval. I guess I'll give these a thumbs up.
Oh, Mike, there's something hanging from your nose.
No, Carol, I get the distinct feeling here that you want me to leave. Now, if you do, just say the word and I'm going.
I want you to know you don't have to be nice to Mike just because he's my brother.
Okay.
I gotta go set the table.
I'm gonna change. I'll be right down.
Okay.
Sherry, guess where I am? The Seavers. Yes, Mike's here. Yeah, I think he likes me. Well, he changed his clothes and combed his hair. No, Carol doesn't suspect a thing.
Come on, Maggie!
I'll be there in a minute! Mike, I was wrong. You should spend the night at Boner's and leave now.
Mom, how am I ever going to learn that darn lesson if I don't stay here tonight?
Well, I don't want you learning any more this evening. I think you should go. Go and babysit your friend.
Yeah, but Mom...
Oh, well, thanks, Mrs. Steven.
Boner.
Yo, Mikey.
Boner, what are you doing here?
Oh, my folks didn't want me to spend the night alone, so I asked Mikey here if I could stay over.
He didn't ask?
No, he didn't.
No, I didn't ask. And we all know what that means. No asking, no getting. I'm only going to learn the hard way. Boner, my friend, you'll have to go.
Oh, no, but we're all human, Mike. We all forget things. I mean, why should your innocent friend suffer on account of silly me?
Hey, that's okay. Boner's tough.
No, I'm not.
Mike, I insist. Boner, please stay and enjoy the Seaver hospitality. Watch TV, play games, keep each other busy.
Maggie, what's holding you?
Let's go, Jason. We don't have all night.
So I was crying, and my dad said, "What's wrong?" I was too embarrassed to tell him.
Well, what was it?
Something on TV. I don't want to tell you. You'll think I'm a ditz.
No, I won't.
I promise you won't laugh.
I promise.
Okay. It was one of those long-distance commercials.
Are you kidding? They make me cry, too.
They do not. Are you kidding me?
Which one?
The father.
Yes, that's the one I was crying about. I feel so stupid, yes.
And we have to tell Carol because she has to know. But we can't tell Carol because it would break Carol's heart if we tell her. But if we know, she should know. Yes or no, you know?
Believe it or not, I do.
I was right about Annie all along, see?
Oh, this is no time to talk about who's right or wrong.
Why do you only say that when I'm right?
Look, after we pick up dinner, then we'll come back, we'll warn Mike about Annie. By then, maybe we'll have figured out a way to break it to Carol.
We can't go now.
Oh, Maggie, it's a minute there, a minute back. Nothing will happen. Especially with Boner there.
Come on, let me in. Boner, look, if you're really my friend, you go spend the night at Eddie's.
Eddie's got a date tonight.
Come on, Mike, at least let me in to get my sleeping bag. All right, but just for a second.
This is so you can make the moves on that chick, huh?
Of course not.
You know, Mike, this is totally uncool. She's your sister's friend and...
Oh, wow.
You were saying...
Mike, is Boner staying for dinner?
No. Actually, he's leaving right now to go spend the night at Eddie's house. You sure you can't get out of it? Yeah, he gets real disappointed. But thanks for stopping over, and I'll see you in school on Monday.
Carol, go ahead and try on the peach blouse I brought. I forgot the chopsticks.
Okay.
Call us when Mom and Dad get back, okay?
Yeah, sure. Fine. No problem.
Are these the good chopsticks?
Best we have. Annie, that blue thing you have on there, that's nice. What do you call it?
Sweater.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's catchy.
I'm not sure this one goes with my earrings, though.
Earrings?
Here. Tell me what you think.
Yeah, those are earrings, all right.
Do they go with my sweater?
Oh, definitely.
Are you sure?
Well, just to be sure, let me double check.
I was hoping this night would end up like this.
Yeah, but Carol might come back.
Forget Carol.
Oh, I like your style.
Annie!
Carol!
Hey, Carol!
Oh, my good, we have to talk.
Yeah.
Now, I know this is shocking, but Annie is using Carol because she's interested in you.
No.
Yes, I heard her on the phone, and I wanted to warn you before anything happened because something like this could devastate Carol.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, probably the best thing would be for me to go over to Boner's right now.
Great.
Hey, see you, Dad.
Where are you going?
Boner's house.
What?
And Mom's idea.
Don't give me that.
Carol, open the door. Please?
No, I'm never coming out, ever.
She's trying on a skirt she doesn't like.
Okay.
Carol, I'm sorry.
Go away!
Carol, Chinese food.
Chinese food, Chinese food. You expect me to eat Chinese food?
Okay.
It'll be on the table in a minute.
Remember long distance.
Oh.
What a friend really matters.
I gotta go talk to Carol.
Don't mention Chinese food.
I gotta go outside.
I'm surrounded by loons.
Hey, Boner.
Mikey, I won't bother nobody. I'll just stay right here.
Boner, I kissed Annie. Oh, man. That's fantastic. Are you nuts? That's horrible. But I thought that's what you were after. Boner, hitting on your sister's best friend is totally uncool. Where you been? But Carol saw us, and she ran upstairs crying.
Oh.
So how was it?
How was what?
Well, you know, the kiss.
Well, I'm not one to kiss and tell, Boner, but just between you and me, it was pretty hot.
Wow. Show me.
I was so stupid to think that somebody like you would want to be my friend.
I am your friend.
Annie, I'm not stupid. I have a 4.0 grade average. I'm a member of the chess club and president of the Future Nuclear Physicists of America. I know why you're here.
Okay, you're right. But I really like you too, I swear. I never told anybody about those long-distance commercials before. Carol, this is the worst thing I've ever done. If you hate me forever, I don't blame you.
Fine, I will. Just one question, though.
What?
Anything to make it up to you? Why, Mike?
He's cute.
Yuck!
But he can't kiss worth doodly. You're just saying that to make me feel better. Yeah, I am.
Somehow Carol must have found out what Annie was up to. Well, we better get up there and check on them.
That's what I've been saying all along.
So you agree?
Of course I agree. I said it.
Jason, this is no time to be claiming credit.
Carol!
Sweetheart, are you okay? Oh, Jason, they're both hysterical.
Carol! Annie!
I know, Dad. Chinese food.
I told you there was no reason to come up here.
I didn't mean to hurt anybody. Is it my fault that women find me irresistible?
It's a curse.
And what would that sensitive guy with the lisp say?
I guess he'd say, I'm sorry.
I got it. Hey, Carol, Annie, can I talk to you both for a minute?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, now, a great many things have happened to us tonight, and I know that I have to do the thinking for all of us.
What is it, Mike?
All right, look, I'm no good at being noble, Carol, but it doesn't take much to see that the problems of three little people don't amount to a hill of beans. Annie, you guys must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss.
Mike, is this going to take long?
All right, look, the point is, Annie, I'm sorry, but it can never be for us. And Carol, I am really sorry that I kissed Annie.
Forget about it, Mike.
Yeah, it was nothing.
It was nothing. Forget about it. Hey, what about the tears? The heartbreak? Hey, what about my kiss? What about Alan Alda?
The lisp is good.
Did you look at that? She's crying. I don't get it. What was I doing wrong? Play it again, Ben.
Win a luxurious weekend getaway at Canada's top resort. To win this amazing weekend for two at Deerhurst Resort, watch It's a Miracle all week at 3 for your chance to win. Stay tuned next for the Wonder Years.